Perek of Yevamis Mishneh Tes. Shemeres Yovim Shekidush Ochiv Es Achoiso. We learned at the beginning of this Masechta that if somebody died and his wife is pending Yibum, but the brother was married to her sister, there's no Yibum because it's usher to marry one's wife's sister. Here it happened not in that order. At the time of the death of the brother, the surviving brother was not married to the sister of the Yevama, so he could have done Yibum. Afterwards, he married the sister. He got himself out of it. So now we have a problem because initially she was royal Yibum and now she became also the Yibum. So Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Mevseira Oimru, they send the name of Yehuda Mevseira Oimru Loi, Hamten Atshe Yasechicha Godel Maisa. We're talking about there were two brothers. So he said, wait for your older brother who did not marry the sister. Let's see what he's going to do. Cholzala Ochiv, if his brother did chalitza, he consulted Yibum, Yichnas is Ishtar, then he can marry his wife. Why? Because he's not anymore connected to this Yevama. The Yevama was already married or went through chalitza from the other brother. Meisa Yevama, if the Yevama died, Yichnas is Ishtar, then he could also marry his wife because, once again, the reason why he can't marry over here means he already did Kedushin, but he can't do the Nisuyin is because he's also a Zokuk to the wife of his deceased brother. So once again, we're saying like this, that we have a situation which he had a woman who was eligible for Yibum, and he married this, he did Kedushin to the sister. The question is, could he make Nisuyin? If we get rid of the Zika of this Yevama by the fact that either she dies or that his brother does Yibum Chalitza on her, then he could Yichnas his Ishta, then he could do the Nisuyin as his wife. If not, he can't. Meis Yavam, if the Yavam died, then this person, the other brother died, so now he's stuck. The remaining brother is now Mitzad Echad, he did Kedushin to a woman, and Mitzad Hasheni, he's Shemeres Yavam from his brother, the sister of the one he's Makadish. Yoitz is Beget, he has to divorce his wife, they should talk about Chalitza and do Chalitza to his brother's wife. He can't marry his wife, do the Nisuim to his wife, because she's a sister of his Skukul Yavam. And even if he does Chalitza to the other wife, it won't help because she's still the sister of his Chalutza, which is also Asa. So therefore, he has to divorce his wife and do Chalitza to his sister-in-law.